please remain standing as we will be reading the scripture today from Luke chapter 24, 36 through 43, and verses 50 to 51. While they were talking about this, Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." They were startled and terrified and thought that they were seeing a ghost. He said to them, "Why are you frightened? And why do doubts arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet. See that it is I myself. Touch me and see, for a ghost does not have flesh and bones as you see that I have." And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. While in their joy they were disbelieving and still wondering, he said to them, "Have you anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate it in their presence. Then he led them out as far as Bethany, and, lifting up his hands, he blessed them. While he was blessing them, he withdrew from them and was carried up into heaven. This is the word of God for the people of God.
God. Today we are in the middle of the Memorial Day weekend, the traditional start to summer, at least here in North America and in the U.S., and certainly one of my favorite holidays for a variety of reasons. But more importantly, it's the day that we specifically remember and honor those that have paid the ultimate price to maintain the freedoms we treasure in this country. It is somehow fitting that this special holiday comes not long after we celebrate our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ dying on the cross for us, also making the ultimate sacrifice. Imagine just how special it is that Jesus and all those in the military across the years and across all the conflicts that have died for you and for me, whom they never even knew, never even met. It's a bit overwhelming, and it elicits the deepest gratitude imaginable. Our sincerest, heartfelt thank you goes out to all those people and families that have made that sacrifice, not just today, but to every day. Well, today's message is entitled, "Jesus Has Gone to Heaven, So What Now?" I have to apologize to Jake. I didn't dream up that title till after the deadline, and so it didn't get put out there. But on the Christian calendar, today is also Ascension Sunday, and the actual date was Thursday, but we celebrate on the next Sunday following, the next Sunday after Jesus' ascension into heaven to be with God, His and our Father. I find one of the great things about being a lay leader is the opportunity to regularly learn new things, which is another way of saying there's a lot of things I don't know, and I'm continually reminded of that. Certainly, I had heard about the ascension, but I never really knew many of the details surrounding it. And even though it's a significant event, it really doesn't get a whole lot of attention at the end of the day. But I guess if you think about it, it's kind of hard to compete with rising from the dead and moving a boulder from in front of your own tomb. You know, that's pretty exciting. And as you can imagine, even in religious circles, there is some discussion as to whether Jesus actually ascended into heaven. If the resurrection were to be denied, then of course there is no room for ascension or even discussion. But if, on the other hand, you believe, as we do, that Jesus did indeed rise from the dead, then it's equally certain or likely that he ascended into heaven. And that's what we're going to talk about for a few minutes here this morning. So the whole event is covered in various spots in the Bible. It's in Acts, Matthew, Luke, and Corinthians. After Jesus rose from the dead, he presented himself alive to the women near the tomb, to his disciples, and to more than 500 people, other people. In the days following his resurrection, Jesus taught his disciples about the kingdom of God. 40 days after the resurrection, Jesus and his disciples went to Mount Olivet in Jerusalem. There, Jesus promised his followers that they would soon receive the Holy Spirit, and he instructed them to remain in Jerusalem until the Spirit had come. Then Jesus blessed them, and as he gave the blessing, he began to ascend into heaven. The actual account of Jesus' ascension is found in Luke 24, verse 50 and 51, and Acts 1, verses 9 through 11. It's plain from Scripture that Jesus' ascension was a literal bodily return to heaven. He rose from the ground gradually and visibly, observed by many intent onlookers, as you can imagine. And certainly if they had cell phones in those days, there would have been 1,000 videos circulating, with headlines such as "Bearded Man in Robe Mysteriously Rises to the Heavens." As the disciples strained to catch a last glimpse of Jesus, a cloud hid him from their view, and two angels appeared and promised Christ promised Christ's return in just the same way that you just now watched him go. The question has been asked, why did Jesus leave? Why did he have to go to heaven? Or at least, why then? Why now? After all, he was sent here to teach us. He was sent here to save us. And after this amazing miracle of resurrection, now he leaves? Really? Well, those way more schooled on these subjects than I have listed several reasons why it was important and even necessary for Jesus to leave us and go to be with his Father. It signaled the end of his earthly ministry. God the Father had lovingly sent his Son into the world at Bethlehem, and now the Son was returning to his Father. The period of human limitation had come to an end. It signified success in his earthly work. All that he had come to do, he had accomplished. We'll circle back to that in a couple minutes. It marked the return of his heavenly glory. Jesus' glory had been veiled during his time on earth, with one brief exception at the Transfiguration. Number four, it symbolized his exaltation by the Father. The one with whom the Father is well pleased was received up in honor and given a name above all names. I think that means he did good. It indicated the beginning of his new work as high priest and mediator of the new covenant. It allowed him to prepare a place for us. And it set the pattern for his return. When Jesus comes to set up the kingdom, he will return just as he left, literally, bodily, and visibly in the clouds. So as I read through those, three of those points or ideas really resonated with me as I studied up on the ascension this week. First, personally, it gives me great peace to know that Jesus went to heaven to prepare a special place for all believers to spend eternity together. On some level, we all fear death. We fear the unknown about what happens after we take our final breath. But to believe and trust that we are all going to a better place, indeed the best place imaginable, to be reunited with those that have gone before is a great source of comfort. Second was the idea that Jesus' ascension into heaven prepares the pattern for his return. Obviously, you can't return if you never leave. General MacArthur promised the people of the Philippines that he would return as he was leaving. And what is arguably Arnold Schwarzenegger's most famous line? Oh, with a little more feeling. It's Arnold Schwarzenegger, for heaven's sake. All with that Austrian accent, "I'll be back." Well, he said that as he was leaving, right? Thirdly, his ascension signified success in his earthly work. This one, to me, is the real key. Jesus wasn't sent here by God to remain forever. He was sent here to teach us and show us how to act and behave with the understanding that at some point he would be leaving us, trusting us. For many of us, there is nothing more moving or heartwarming than seeing baby calves born in the spring. Their mothers nuzzle them, protect them, teach them, nurse them, but at some point, mama and or the calf have to leave and go separate ways. But once again, cows make it into one of my messages. That's the one thing you can always count on. Many of us look back fondly on our college years, believing they were some of the best times of our lives. We wish they could last forever. Even though many students try to make college last forever, at some point you have to move on, right? You reach the end, and that's even if the government offers to pay off your student loans, which of course is another message for another day. Jesus' ascension meant many things, but without question, it was a clear signal for all of us to pick up the mantle, to carry on, to start to employ what Jesus had taught us during his time among us. He pointed out the worst in us to bring out the best in us. He didn't leave us. He merely opened the door. Amen.